So our project that we're focusing on, we originally started with a general topic of looking at diners in Glassboro. But we specifically want to focus on Angelo's Diner. Have you ever been to Angelo's before?
The diner?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
That's on High Street?
Yes.
I mean, you don't want to hear what I got to say about that shit.
Really?
We would actually be interested in here.
A story told to me by Dr. Oh my God. Glassboro resident. His parents lived in North Jersey. They bought land in Glassboro to build a house on.
Mm-hmm.
The three men came down to see the land, the layout for the house. They got to Glassboro. They had come out of Connecticut now,
okay,
driving.
Okay.
They got to Glassboro. They were hungry.
Mm-hmm.
They go into Glassboro Diner, which really was a train car.
Yes, yeah.
On the side of the other buildings there. Well, they go in to get the food, and the lady tell them, they're sitting at the tables trying, you know, we will serve you, but you can't eat it in here. You got to take it out. Mm-hmm. And one of the brothers said, well, if I can't eat it here, I don't want nothing. Well, the father and the other brother, they got food. They get in the car to drive from the diner to the house. And the brother who refused, man, give me a bite. Let me taste a piece of the sandwich. give me half of that. Give me. He's begging for the food, but he never. I don't recall in that story whether they ever gave him anything or not. But yeah. I believe they probably did. You know. So let's go. Several years later, I'm going to say, had to be 20 years later, 10 or 20 years later, okay? That diner stopped serving blacks, okay? It was the takeout thing before. Now, I don't know if the takeout thing continued or what, but I know they would not serve blacks. The Gloucester County NAACP filed a discrimination suit against the diner, okay? Milton Hinton, a educator, a very sharp civil rights worker, you know, if the shit hit the fan, he was right there to find out who did it.
Mm-hmm.
But he filed a suit with the state of New Jersey because New Jersey passed a law, non-discrimination law.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't just refuse to serve black people or let people in your stores, et cetera, you know. That was a very common thing for a lot of businesses, wouldn't even let blacks in it, clothing businesses. And one of the things that I will forever, forever, forever remember, Jewish merchants didn't care about but one thing. You got the money? Well, I told you the stories of NAACP. Oh, I didn't tell you about the more recent one. No, it's not recent.
Okay.
The later version of it, after not serving blacks, and then being forced by the state to serve them. If you were black, you go in, put in your order, and your order came back on a brown plate, OK? Okay. White people's orders came out on a white plate. They had got a whole new set of plates.
Just
the older plates were brown, you know, brown trim around white plates, and they were serving blacks out of this. So Milton Hinton said, "Why do you give us a brown plate and the white people got?" She says, "Our boss tell us whenever colored people come in, serve them with a brown plates."
I never knew about any of that.
Yep, none of that is public knowledge.
Have you ever personally gone there?
Have you ever patroned it? I hate to say it, but I can't go in there anymore.
No,
you know? Okay, yes, I have been in.
Mm-hmm.
When I was running for office for borough council, you know, the councilmen and all the other candidates, we would go in. I would go in, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? They didn't give me the plate business at that time because that was over. But I think it's wrong of me today not to want to go in there. That stuff was ancient history, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's stuck in my book.
Yeah.
It's stuck in my craw, so I don't go here.
Yeah.
Clayton Diner. I drive all the way to Clayton, you know. I've driven to Woodbury, to the diner up there one time. Woodbury's just too damn far to go be so, you know, it's stupid, though, isn't it? Though?
Yeah.
Come on, now, let's be honest. It's stupid. The man serves anybody now,
yeah,
except me. I won't go in there anymore.